Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power Words, Shir number 92. We're going to talk about positive word power today from the Chev Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. It's a daily study. This one is about pure power, the power of words. Basically, to imagine the shayrish of it, which is that the world was brand new, and on the sixth day of creation, for the first time ever, you had living creatures treading on this earth, birds soar on this, in the skies, insects swarming in the soil below. And then Hashem chose his crowning achievement, the creation of man. From a heap of dust, there he is. There he is. And it was just formed as a collection of organs, limbs, a body. And then the Torah tells us, Hashem brings it to life. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. He blew into the soul, a soul of life, into his nostrils. And vayi adam lenefesh chayim. Man became a living being. What is this breath? So Unkelus says, ruach memalala. A speaking spirit. That's the life force of man. The ability to speak. Of course, to speak with intelligence. This is the crowning achievement. This is the gift. This is how he communicates with the master of the world. This is how he communicates with Hashem. He'll be able to express his innermost thoughts, his innermost emotions. He has now the tool of learning Hashem's Torah. And Hashem created his world with the power of speech. Asara Maimorais. And man continues to create his world each day with the words that he speaks. So you see in general over here that Hashem could have created the world with what we call mashava, but he vayoymer elikim, he articulated it. Trying to tell you right away the power of words, that it creates worlds, and he placed that power in us. It's given to us. The Zohar says, man de nofach mitoin fechei nofach. One who blows from within himself, mipinim yusei, from his depths. That means in the act of bringing a person to life, Hashem breathed a part of himself into Adam HaRishon. That's our ability to speak. That's what creates us. That's what makes us a godly spiritual creation. That is the power of Hashem, Hashem's breath in us, when we utilize every word properly. The Chazal in Sefer HaKonetz brought down that each word is a tiny fragment of our divine life force, our neshama, and it's being released into this world. Our words wield tremendous amount of power. There are channels through which the vast immeasurable power of the upper worlds is let loose into our physical world. With a few words of tefillah, we can open up the gates of heaven. With a few words of lashon hara, we can stir in action fiery angels of prosecution in the heavenly court, wreaking havoc on us. This is the idea of this series. We're going to talk partially in some shiurim again about the Ainoas Devarim aspects. We're going to talk about some shiurim in this particular book about the power of words overall. And the idea is to see that it's a lasting world-changing force, our koyach of words. And by learning about this in these shiurim and by adapting to it and by thinking about it, we'll be able to utilize our words to build worlds, to build ourselves, to spread light to the world. So they have here like a synopsis, like a bottom line of what we just said, which is that if I'm about to say something hurtful to someone, I will imagine that my spoken word are a permanent concrete entity. It's the truth. Every word is an entity, and we have to be careful how we use it. So to give an example, and he goes into the next day over here, of what the power of words is, even though it may seem to you insignificant. He says, let's say you're walking to a local bank and you make a deposit and you go to the teller and you smile and you say, good morning, Mr. Smith, whoever it is. It could be a non-Jew, but whoever it is, how are you today? So those two short sentences, eight words, good morning, Mr. Smith, how are you today? That's said so frequently, it's considered almost meaningless. But behind that bulletproof glass, you may have not even heard it, possibly. So it seems that those eight words came out of your mouth and it evaporates into the ear. Nothing. You spoke, but nothing happened. But that's not the case. That is not the case. Every word is a spark of a person's neshama. It's a divine entity. And it creates an impact. It creates an impact even if the person did not hear it. It creates a positive impact, but certainly if he heard it and was influenced by it. It's created by you, the speaker. There's a sefer, Chesed Avram, from Rabbi Avram Azulai. He was the grandfather of the Chidah in Chelek Beis, in Perek Samech Ches. He says that every word of kindness, every word of Torah, every word of Tefillah creates a Sanegar, a heavenly advocate for the speaker. And every hurtful word, each word of Lashon Hara or Sheker or Inas Dvarim, creates a Kateger, a prosecuting Malach. So if your Kavana, let's say you went to the bank teller, like we just said, you know, good morning, Mr. Smith, how are you today? If your Kavana in your mind is, I want to make a Kiddush Hashem, even if no one heard your words, you created something eternal and beautiful with them. On the other hand, perhaps you were forced to wait on long online and you got upset and you made the deposit and you say, Mr. Smith, why don't you use your head? Let's say you made a mistake there. Then you create 8 malachim that are prosecutors. They'll be mekatrik against you. You create something eternal with your words. He says there's a toy that fascinates young children. It starts out like a small capsule. It's a condensed sponge. And you put it into water, and little by little, it starts growing. Something's in the shape of a lion, something's in the shape of a bear, something's in the shape of a horse. And the children love to watch it form out of nothing, out of this little blob of shapeless sponge material, forming into a shape of a defined thing, of a horse, of a lion, of a human being, whatever it may be. That mushel is similar to our words. It may look like a blob, just nothing. But min hashamayim, you look down on it, it's released into world, it takes on a very definite shape. Like a sponge, it was never really nothing to begin with. It was shaped into a creature that will show itself what it is. So this journey of what we're learning now will take us closer to that divine spark, that holy neshama that's within us, that koyach that Hashem gave us, that's in our power. So the first step is to recognize and be intensely aware of the shape and the form of the tiniest utterances that issue forth from our lips. Once we engage in the enemy of careless speech, you know, we start working towards it, we ask Hashem to help us, Hashem will give us atzlacha, and we will persevere. So the lesson over here that he puts is, think of 5 different ways that my life will benefit when I gain mastery over my power of speech. What will I gain? Now, I was thinking about how Rav Avigdor Miller, he used to tell us that to try to do this. You see a random yid on the street, across the street, and you don't even know who it is. And without him even hearing you on your own, just bench him. May you have a wonderful day. May you have Arichas Yama Vishanim. May you have Nachas from his children. May you have Shalom Bayis. You know how much power those words have? Or even when you go past, like he used to do, past houses, Jewish houses that had mezuzahs, he used to give brachas that Hashem should bless those houses. Every time you daven for other people, every time you melamed tzchus on other people, every Torah you learn, every time you're careful on Shabbos to speak only, you know, words that are Torah, or shalom, ahava, achva, how much power they have. Greeting people, complimenting people, being mechazik people. Our words have tremendous value. That's on the positive side. So in this shiurim, we talked a lot on the negative side, you know, asdvarim aspects, and we have to still be mamshich with that. It's important to know that in order to be careful and stay away from those things. But on the opposite side, to also emphasize the beauty and the power that comes with speech used wisely, with speech of chesed. Tayras chesed al lishoina, says in Eishes Chayil. Tayras chesed. So you could say that she talks words of Torah, which of course Torah is chesed. Or Torah's chesed is that the very words that you speak that build people, that is the Torah of chesed. The words, the way of Torah is pleasant and its paths are peace. To promote peace, to bring shalom into the world, to remove machlaikis from the world. All of us, every single one of us, have the ability to use our words wisely. There's always tshuva, we could work on it for the past, and Mikan Labo commit to it. Rav Chafetz Chaim says, you never despair, you always bounce back. That's why, you know, you make mistakes sometimes, and you keep on trying, and you keep on learning the halachas, and you improve on it. It creates a tremendous bracha. And how we said many times, how in Shalom Bayis, in the home, the way you speak to your wife, the way you speak to your husband, everyone knows what they need to improve upon, to actually really work hard and make a commitment, not just not to say the negative, hurtful things, but all the more so to start saying positive things with a smile, compliments, speak softly, warmer words, words of encouragement, words of praise, words of healing. Proper words is mamish a refuah to the soul. Mamish a refuah to the soul. Sometimes people remember the words of a Rebbe that they had in fifth grade, in eighth grade, in the Beis Medrash years. Something that they said that kept them going. A Rebbe, a mentor, a friend, or a husband, a wife, they remember those kind words forever. So let's build upon that. Let's build that world. Let's build a beautiful world. It is not nothing. It's not a puff of smoke. It's not that the word comes and leaves and disappears. It has a roshim. Let's build a beautiful edifice, a beautiful binyan from our words and make the better world a better place. Actually, because the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam and a lot of it was Lashon Hara. Actually, when we use our words and build beautiful edifices that are free of Lashon Hara, and not only free of Lashon Hara, but bring goodness and chesed into the world, we're bringing the Geula closer. We're bringing the Shekhinah into our homes when we speak these words in our homes, and we bring the Shekhinah into the world when we speak of this in the world, and we bring closer Mashiach Tzidkenu that should come speedily in our days. Amen. Bracha v'atzlacha.